Welcome to Conscious Talk.
Radio that
makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, skin is our largest elimination organ. We often don't think of skin as an organ at all. And when it comes to dealing with skin problems, we're all over the map. But here's one way you probably don't think of first: homeopathy. We'll talk to Shahram Sharif, naturopathic doctor and internationally known expert on homeopathy, for his thoughts on homeopathic treatments for skin ailments. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears. Oh, and Brenda and Rob, by the way, your epidermis is showing.
Sorry.
Too easy.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference. And we are making a difference again here today, folks, because we bring you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. They're learning, they're growing, they're waking up, they're coming on the show, and they're teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, here we are once again with our epidermis hanging out, apparently. Thank you, Benny. That was funny. You know, we love the job that Benny does, mm-hmm. and, you know, that his ad-libs are often really terrific. Well, we've got Dr. Shahram Sharif with us. He's a board-certified licensed naturopathic physician and a graduate of, in our hometown, Bastyr University. Mm. He is also a homeopath and a graduate of the New England School of Homeopathy. We love picking his brains on various things. We've been learning a lot about homeopathy over the last couple of years. We are patients of Dr. Sharif because we found really a number of sort of chronic conditions that we had, nothing really serious, but
nagging
that we weren't being able to handle. But hey, we found some homeopathic solutions. They have cleared up. They've gone away. So with that kind of disclaimer up front, welcome back, Shahram.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And I just want to let our listeners know, too, Dr. Sharif, that you are really more than a homeopathic and naturopathic doctor. You truly are a healer. You spend a lot of time with your patients. You see your patients through to the end of whatever it is. If it takes a month, a week, a day, a year, you're right there with them. You have extreme compassion with your patients. And this is also the reason why you are our doctor as well, because you really intuitively understand the body and what's going on, and you are, you know, we put you in that category of a healer. So I just wanted to make that really plain to our listeners that that has been our experience. So let's talk about skin conditions. Obviously, there are a lot of skin conditions, and I think the first question we want to ask you, Dr. Sharif, are there more skin conditions now than, let's say, there's been in the past?
Good question. Seems to me, frankly, I don't know, but seems to me that there is. I was going to outline what it takes to help skin, you know, help treat skin conditions and get rid of them, like an outline fashion. I believe that the answer is yes, and it's due to basically our diet going down. You know, mm-hmm. The quality of our food over the years has been going down, mm-hmm. and people's digestive health, sadly, just continues to go down, mm-hmm. and we have more pharmaceutical drugs available to us for suppressing digestive symptoms than ever before, mm-hmm. and they're becoming widespread and readily available through the over the counter route. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people are just suppressing their digestive symptoms, thinking that they're improving the health of the digestive system, while all along the digestion is just as dysfunctional. They're just symptom free at the very best. And again, the quality of our diet is just it seems to me like that it's going down. We have mm-hmm. genetically modified foods, processed foods all over the place. So I believe that those are the top two reasons why people develop skin conditions. And in order to intervene, we need to basically help improve people's diet and digestion. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I could go down and talk about other things, but hope that answers your question.
It does, and I was thinking environmentally, you know, there's a lot of environmental issues out there, and there's certainly the genetically modified foods, and hasn't the fact that our digestive systems are so compromised today and our food is so lacking in nutrients and minerals that we need, that it's even created a lot of allergic reactions to foods. Is that a possible skin condition as well?
Yeah, definitely. Under the whole diet category, the first thing I talk about with patients is food allergies and or sensitivities. So yes, I think it's the fact that we have more allergies now than we've ever had before. Mm-hmm. And that may very well explain why we have more skin conditions. People don't realize that there's a direct connection between our skin and our digestive system and the food we eat. But there definitely is a connection. And when it comes to food allergies are notorious for causing skin problems. Sadly, conventional dermatologists, they do offer allergy testing, but they refer to allergists, and allergists perform a skin test for figuring out what foods we're allergic to. And although there is merit to skin testing, food allergy testing, I just find that often, really, without exaggerating, I hardly ever meet a patient, at least in my patient population, for whom skin food allergy testing has proven to be helpful. So I truly believe in blood food allergy testing. To me, it's significantly more useful. It's certainly much less painless. You know, you just need a few drops of blood to do the test, as opposed to, you know, numerous pricks on your back or arms. Financially, it's far more economical. I think that food allergy testing is the way to go for skin patients, and there are different types of blood food allergy testing. There's the IgG, and then there's IgE. Most naturopaths that I know of, they highly recommend IgG testing, and so do I. IgG food allergies are more like food sensitivities as opposed to true allergies. But I find that food sensitivities play a major role in developing or causing or contributing to worsening of skin conditions. So I offer IgG food allergy testing daily in my office.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing: when we're talking to people that are just really kind of learning about natural health, et cetera, obviously what we've been talking about for years, and I know that you emphasize in your steps to healing when people come to you, that they clean up their diet, and they actually have to get educated about what that means. But right. When we're talking about skin, skin is the largest detoxifying organ that we have, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously detoxification is important, but by the time it's showing up in your skin, are you in some kind of real trouble, or is it kind of a precursor to real trouble?
Oh, boy, the answer varies. I believe, sometimes it's as simple as, let's talk about eczema. In the case of eczema, you could simply be allergic to gluten, as I find most eczema patients are allergic to gluten, gluten-containing mm-hmm. grains such as wheat, etc. Mm-hmm. So in the case of eczema, I believe the answer is really simple. There's nothing major going on. The patient just really should either avoid or significantly reduce the consumption of gluten. In some cases, by just improving the health of the digestive system and offering a homeopathic remedy, I'm able to get rid of eczema. But if you just wanted to take the easy route, like the quote-unquote simple, maybe not easy
right.
route, you just avoid gluten. So in that case, it's not a major disease. There's not much to it. But in some cases, And if you go to my website, look at the dermatological conditions page, you will see there are some patients with significant skin diseases, in which case, yes, they've been ill for many years. They've been everywhere. They have conditions, signs and symptoms, head to toes. And then, years into it, they develop a skin manifestation. In a case like that, for some reason, the skin didn't complain, didn't scream loudly enough initially. Somehow, towards the end, the body is the body can't take it. And right. I find that when all the organs of elimination are shut down, namely your liver, kidneys, intestines, this is very natural. This is naturopathic talk. The toxins, instead of coming out through the basically bowels and your urine, bladder, they come out through the skin.
Hold that thought, because we're off to a break here. We're here with Dr. Shrum Sharif. We are talking homeopathy. We'll be back after these messages.
And Dr. Sharif, this might seem like a really broad question, but I have to ask, what about plain old stress? People have so much stress in their lives.
Yes,
I mean, we are stressed in every
yes.
way now. Could that be a reason that skin conditions might be on the rise as well?
Yes. Well, I have to say the answer is yes. But it's not often just stress. There's some weaknesses in the body, with stress combined and mm-hmm. and of course, the poor diet is the physical stress, but I'm
right.
sure you're talking about emotional stress. But
right.
as far as if the body on a physical level is weakened, and specifically if the diet is not good, and then you add stress to that, that's the formula right there. But that's not the case often. Like if a person's body is really healthy and strong, and they have stress, they don't just break out into a skin condition easily. I don't see that very often, although mm-hmm. once in a while perhaps. But usually it's the weakened system, and the stress just becomes a major trigger.
Yeah.
I'd say majority of health conditions, stress is the reason why people get sick. I mean, that's, I would say 80% of the health problems come up due to stress. In particular, regarding skin conditions, I don't see somebody coming in and saying, with a really healthy body and saying, "Well, 6 months ago I went through a divorce and now I have a rash." I don't see that very much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense,
but
the reason I brought up stress, and I know you know this, Dr. Sharif, is that it weakens our body, it weakens our organs.
Chronic stress. I was talking about an acute stressful event,
right.
chronic stress over years, it can obviously completely weaken the organs. Yes.
Right. Well, so look, we know a good diet, it's certainly good water and air are really important for detoxification, making sure
Absolutely.
All your systems are working well.
Mm-hmm.
But look, in our world, especially when it comes to skin, there are so many, quote, products out there, skin products out there, things
right.
that you put all over yourself and
right. Right.
and hopefully, with the hope that that's going to make a difference. So
right.
what about those kind of topical medicines? Are they really helpful?
I'm so glad you asked. The answer, there's no really simple answer to that, but if I wanted to simplify it, I would say, starting out with steroid, prescription steroid medications, that's the number one go-to, I think, for most dermatologists, for most skin conditions, based on what I see. Hate to make a general statement like that, but most of my patients come in with skin conditions, and they've been given a steroid topical or internal. The steroids do help majority of the time, but, it's a Band-Aid, and as soon as you stop, a lot of times the skin condition returns. And as far as over-the-counter skin products, whether it's pharmaceutical or natural, I find that sometimes they're helpful. Sometimes they're extremely helpful. But again, to me, and I don't want to just say I'm against all topicals, but I find that at least the way I treat skin conditions, and I'd love to cover the rest of the steps too, shortly. But the way I treat skin conditions, my patients don't really are not dependent on topicals. Their skin just gets better, heals over, and they just don't need to use topicals anymore. But short term for just soothing purposes, I'm totally for it. And they're, as long as it's natural and not suppressive. So, like steroids are suppressive. They're suppressing the disease in deeper into the body. You're not really healing anything with steroids. Sometimes the skin condition just looks perfect and the thing doesn't ever come back, but then the person develops asthma afterwards. So, in natural medicine, we again believe that if you're properly eliminating toxins through the proper routes, namely urine, defecation, your stools, and to the skin, if you're not properly detoxifying that way, you break out into skin conditions. Mm-hmm. Something shows up on the skin. So if you push that in by force using, say, some powerful medications such as steroids, the disease, again, this is very naturopathic talk, the disease goes back into the system and you end up with something deeper, like asthma or some other condition. So I think the problem with topicals is that they don't really truly address the problem, and if they're pharmaceutical, more often than not, they push the disease back in.
Yeah, I find it really interesting, and really, I was really surprised reading some of your information on your website. And folks, that website for dermatological conditions is homeopathicdermatology.com. That's homeopathicdermatology.com. And then to learn more about Dr. Sharif, it's Dr. SHARIF.com. Dr. SHARIF.com. But what was really fascinating to me, Dr. Sharif, was the fact that some of those skin conditions can actually go back in and create more serious health issues, correct? Inside the body.
Yes. Well, more often than not, internal problems, like when I see a patient with skin problems, I'm questioning the health of the inside of their body. So more often than not, it goes from inside out. So I wouldn't say the skin condition is causing a problem so much as another problem is causing the skin problem. It goes from inside out. And so much so that in homeopathy we have this law. So Dr. Herring, who was a medical doctor that lived a long time ago, he's well known in our community, and he has three rules that he said he basically outlined. He said healing happens based on these laws, and we call him Dr. Herring's Law of Cure. And he talks about how disease basically, when you're healing, it goes from inside out, top to bottom, mental, emotional to physical. I mean, that's the direction in which healing happens. Meaning, let's say if you have asthma, if you treat the asthma. Let's say if somebody comes in with asthma and a skin problem, they're undergoing a major healing. They're basically healing using natural medicines. The asthma gets better first, and then the skin. Now that's if the body heals from inside out.
Right.
Or if they have depression and digestive problems, the depression should get better first, and then the digestive system.
Right.
So interesting.
So yeah. So I don't think skin problems cause another problem. It's usually the other way around.
Other way around, yes.
Right. Well, so obviously you are talking about, and this is also one of your general steps. We're talking about optimizing the health of our internal organs.
Exactly.
And when it comes to skin, of course, liver, kidney, intestines, those kind of things are really important.
Absolutely. And so I think the highlights of treating and hopefully getting rid of, I know the word healing is a loaded word, but that's basically how the way the body heals skin conditions is based on the best of what I know, is you basically improve your diet. You have to find a diet that is tailored to you. So that involves a food allergy sensitivity test. And again, the IgG and IgE, if you could do both, that'd be perfect. IgG, IgE blood testing is highly recommended. And then, you want to just basically sit down with hopefully someone who knows a lot about diet, like a naturopath or, holistic nutritionist. and you know, figure that out. And second step would be helping improve your digestion without the aid of drugs, because again, the drugs are suppressing the symptoms; they're not really healing anything. Mm-hmm. So, and I can talk about more about that in a minute. The third step to healing skin conditions is basically a good, deep naturopathic detoxification or cleansing, and you want to basically cleanse all these internal organs, namely liver, kidneys, intestines. And of course, there's an overlap between that and helping your digestion, which is
right.
Step two.
Right. Right.
And then the last step is homeopathy, which I don't mean to leave that for the last, because I often find homeopathic remedies are absolutely critical in eliminating skin disorders.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we're going to run off to a break here. So when we come back, let's talk about that, because we want people to come to visit you to get individualized treatment and things that fit for them. But we need to learn a little more about homeopathy, and we shall when it comes to skin conditions when we come back. Dr. Sharif, look, we're talking about skin, and we were talking about, some of the basic things we do, but we really want to start scratching the surface on homeopathy, because as you get further down the line, you really work with homeopathy to get beyond the general things if somebody really has a serious problem.
Right. So I find homeopathic remedies are sometimes absolutely critical and often, to say the least, very helpful in treating skin conditions. Oftentimes I find that the patient's deep and inherent tendency to develop skin problems needs to be directly addressed using homeopathic remedies. So in homeopathy, we're addressing the patient's tendency to develop a particular skin condition. So it's not so much that, these particular homeopathic remedies are for treating hives, and these other ones are for treating psoriasis, et cetera. There is some truth to that, but it's really that these remedies actually are going deep into the body. They work on the energetic system as opposed to the digestive system or skin or other systems. Homeopathic remedies are basically balanced the way energy moves within the entire body, including the head. So they are very similar, I would say, to acupuncture, but I believe they're working even on a subtler aspect of our being than acupuncture. You know, acupuncture is manipulating the chi flow, what the Asians call chi and we call energy. Mm-hmm. Homeopathic remedies are stimulating the vis. It's even subtler than chi. It's almost touching the etheric aspect of our body. It's very, very deep. So they manipulate that, these remedies. They improve the flow of energy, and they basically stimulate your own innate self-healing, auto-regulating, thereby bringing about relief from symptoms and diseases and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So for instance, in homeopathy, we believe each person has a quote-unquote constitution, which is basically means a certain makeup. And that depends on everything about the person, their body, mind, everything. So that's why homeopaths a lot of times ask personality questions. They want to figure out more about your temperament, personality, in addition to your body. So we take all that into consideration, and we say, this your particular constitution is sulfur, or this other person is pulsatilla, or it could be nox vomica, et cetera. And so by giving the person the remedy that matches their constitution, you're actually eliminating their tendency to develop X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. So it's a fundamental, rudimentary, deep, deep treatment for just about any condition, but mm-hmm. here we're talking about skin. And as you can see on the testimonial page of on that whole skin section, you'll see that most of those patients are talking about, they're giving testimony to the effectiveness of their homeopathic remedy.
Right.
I can't emphasize how critical that can be. I've seen numerous patients that have been to many dermatologists, even other naturopathic physicians that didn't utilize homeopathy, acupuncturists, you name it. And they come in, I'm like, well, have you ever taken homeopathic remedy? And they say no. And I'm like, okay, well, why don't you try your sugar pills and see what happens? And you cannot believe what happens. Like in many of these cases, people's skin just heals up. like within a few weeks to come back, and the most horrendous skin disease can heal up within a month or two. So,
yeah,
so of course,
on
it's
this...
not, it's not always so easy.
Yeah,
no,
right,
of course.
Right.
To find that remedy.
Right, but I want to let our listeners know on the derma, on the homeopathicdermatology.com website, you have some startling videos there and pictures of skin conditions that you treated through diet with homeopathics, and they had amazing results. So when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Shram Sharif about skin. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And, you know, we're having this great conversation today with Dr. Shram Sharif. We're talking about homeopathy, and a lot of us, we just don't know much about it. You know, we come from a system that deals with symptoms. When we go to, say, a natural health store and we find the cabinet with all the homeopathic remedies, we tend to choose a symptom. You know, I've got something going on, so I look up that symptom and grab that remedy. And I got to tell you, sometimes the magic works and sometimes it doesn't. But what I discovered last time I was there, that that same symptom was on a number of different remedies. So we've got Dr. Sharif with us, and his website is drsharif.com. That's drsharif.com. He is an expert in this. So I'm going to ask you, Dr. Sharif, how come? How come some of them will work and others don't?
Yeah. In, when it comes to homeopathy, sadly, I feel like the over-the-counter world is just extremely oversimplified. They've tried to put some words on every bottle, on each bottle, and really, there's really not much truth to the words you read, like the indications you might find on the labels. Like, for example, you know, on one of the bottles, you might say eczema. When I mean that remedy might have been helpful in some cases of eczema, but you could use that same remedy for headaches and constipation and you name it, many other conditions. So homeopathic remedies, again, are not, they really should not be used to treat symptoms. That's what pharmaceutical drugs are for. In homeopathy, we find a remedy to balance the person. So you could have 100, let's say, people with all of them with eczema. Each one of them, theoretically, could end up with a different homeopathic remedy. So it's not like there's one remedy for eczema or there's 5 or 10 remedies for eczema. There are literally a few hundred remedies for every disease known to mankind, pretty much. So let's say you go look up in a homeopathic book, or you can Google it too, but let's say in a homeopathic book you look up warts, which is my most favorite condition, skin condition to treat is warts, because we do amazingly well when it comes to warts. Homeopaths have had great success. I have many warts videos on my patient videos on my website. And so you look up warts in a homeopathic book, you find there are like 200 remedies there to pick from. So how do you pick the right one? And if you go to a health food store, there's one bottle you might find. It's called Thuja. The remedy is called Thuja, T-H-U-J-A, supposedly good for warts. But that's one of 200, and that's the only one you might find labeled for warts at a health food store. So the challenge is really... you really ultimately need to talk to a homeopath to find the right remedy. You certainly can try treating yourself using the weaker potencies over the counter. Sometimes you may actually be lucky and find the right remedy. It's very, very humbling, even to me. Sometimes I honestly don't know what the right remedy is. I might have to try 4, 5, 6 remedies before we find the correct homeopathic remedy to uproot severe skin disease. I hope that answers your question.
No, yeah, it does. It really does.
It does. I had an experience where I came to you, and I had one of the symptoms I had was a pain in my foot. It was a strange, and I thought, where did this come from? I mean, this was a very strange thing, and it just felt like my tendons in my feet were contracting or whatever. And what you ended up giving me was something that people use for some kind of deep chest congestion, but it worked, and it went away, and it went away for good. So, so that was my little bit of education on, you can't just go by a symptom when it comes from homeopathy.
No, you really cannot. I would say that going back to homeopathy, there are different ways of practicing homeopathy. The way most people out there, you know, that are interested in natural medicine might be practicing homeopathy or might have seen it practiced is called acute prescribing. So you hear if you fall down and bruise yourself, the remedy arnica comes to mind. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to go get a shot, an injection, the remedy ledum comes to mind, LEDUM, for example. That kind of prescribing, there's merit to it, and sometimes those that works, and that's called acute prescribing. You can try to do that for yourself. A lot of alternative medical practitioners, a lot of naturopaths that do any kind of homeopathy, that's how they practice. It's very, you know, you basically are giving a remedy for a symptom or for a particular event. Like you fall, you take arnica. But there's this other method for practicing homeopathy, which is called constitutional homeopathy. And in constitutional homeopathy, you're not just looking at one or two or three symptoms. You're really looking at the whole person. You're looking at their mental, emotional, as well as physical symptoms. And when it comes to physical symptoms, you're looking at all the symptoms in the body, head to toes. You're trying to find a homeopathic remedy that, based on literature, not just, you're not guessing, you know, based on literature, matches all of the person. And that method of practicing requires training. It's a lifelong endeavor. I'm learning every day how to do that.
Yeah, and so, that's a, you know, yeah. That's great to share that you're still learning every day, and you can admit
Absolutely.
That. And mm-hmm. that, but, you know, just what I got from, like I said earlier, reading your website, I believe you had one testimony on there with a woman that you stuck with her for an entire year, and finally mm-hmm. this very dreadful skin condition she had cleared up. But what I wanted to ask you about, because this is really common in teenagers, mm-hmm. but I've mm-hmm. seen it in a lot of adults too, and that's mm-hmm. acne. Can homeopathic remedies help acne? Because we're
absolutely.
Told it's hormonal a lot, and it isn't always hormonal.
Right, absolutely. Well, acne in particular, that's an interesting condition. I would say, especially for teenagers, the giveaway, I'm just going to give this one away. It's not easy to do, but it's, easy in theory. Most, especially in teenagers, I find that if they give up dairy, they're like, I don't know, over 50% of them, their acne goes away.
Wow.
But you know, like for eczema, gluten is the thing. But for dairy, it seems like, for acne, dairy is the culprit. But why is dairy a problem? It seems to me that, you know, it's obviously a very fatty food, and a lot of people just have a hard time processing it. So mm-hmm. homeopathic remedies definitely can be helpful in clearing up acne. And, it's just kind of like eczema. It depends how the patient wants to go about it. If they just want to do it easy, I'm like, well, just eliminate dairy, and there's a good high likelihood that, you know, acne just literally dissipates and goes away in a few weeks. But if they, you know, they want to be more realistic about it and be able to use dairy sometimes, I just give them a remedy. And between the remedy and balancing the health of the digestive system and eliminating or reducing dairy, then we take care of acne. So, mm. yeah, acne is often very easy to treat. But those are acne and eczema, hives. Those are easier skin conditions. There are some extremely challenging ones where, you know, the dermatologist can't even come up with a label. The patient has it all over their body. It's interfering with their life. They're miserable. They're either itching or just uncomfortable in their skin, and the problem has gone on for months to years. You know, those are the category of patients I really really enjoy treating, helping, because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm making a major impact in their life.
Right.
And I know dermatologists haven't, obviously, because, you know, these patients have been to four dermatologists by the time they see me, and they've mm-hmm. they've done naturopathic medicine and acupuncture and chiropractic, you know, Ayurveda, and they come in and I give them one remedy, like the video of that young lady that that's got a horrible lesion, you know, rash on her chin. You can see mm-hmm. it on the website. She had been honestly everywhere in the city, Seattle here, and I just said, you know, you haven't tried homeopathy, so let's just try one or two homeopathic remedies, see what happens. The first one I gave, the first remedy I gave her was didn't help her at all. So she came back in a few weeks, gave her another remedy, and you can see it in the video. It cleared up, completely cleared up in about, I don't know, a week or two, never to come back. I think 6 months or a year later, it came back. It was starting to come back. I gave her a dose, a second dose of that remedy, and it just literally disappeared. So it took one dose of a remedy to balance her body. So the that's how homeopathy works. We're balancing people. We're not just treating symptoms.
Well, we really want to thank you, Dr. Sharif, for all the great work that you're doing out there and helping people. And, you know, for being a guest on our show and updating us on all this great information. It is certainly needed.
Welcome.
The website, folks, for Dr. Sharif is drsharif.com. And if you want to look at these pictures and read these testimonies and read about skin conditions, this is a great website for that. It's homeopathicdermatology.com. Again, thank you, Dr. Sharif. Really appreciate it. And as always, folks, thank you. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk.